This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. It's Tuesday from Florham Park, New Jersey. Yesterday we were at Giants camp. Today it's Jets camp, and it is great to see you, sort of, the Eddie Scazzeri. What's up? And then across from me, actually to my right today, because he's not across from me, we're on site. His name, Al Chris Dukes. What's up, man? How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. It's good to be at Jets camp where they treat us like human beings.
They treat us very well. So do the Giants. Very nicely.
Well, the Giants.
They treat us very nicely.
They do.
Stop it.
We're not allowed in the Giants building.
That's true.
The Jets, I could go walk in here right now, Jerry. I could go through everyone's office.
Well, There's you don't no want to go through their office, but you go get a bagel if you want a fruit or a coffee.
Yeah, they provide us some fruit, some coffee, some bagels.
That is true.
These sort of things. I feel welcome here, Jerry.
Always have.
Always feel welcome here, yes. Plus, you know, I grew up a Cowboy fan. It's tough to be at Giants camp.
You're not a fan of anything.
As it is for you, Jerry. I understand. I feel like I'm back to the Richard Todd era when I get here.
He's long since retired.
You are looking live at Shea Stadium.
I went to the final game at Shea Stadium.
Is that right?
Yes, I did. And they were tearing up the grass and the goalposts and all sorts of things. I didn't know what was going on. I was young. I was a youngin'.
You were a young fella.
With my friend and his dad. And it was, I do remember that.
I love when a football team has to play on a baseball field. But it's like, you know.
So the Raiders are in Vegas.
Yeah,
no one, right?
No.
That's it.
That's a lost art.
Back at Shea City Field.
Yeah, I used to love when it would be like, you know, third down, and they're on like second base.
Now we get soccer teams that play on baseball
fields.
Yes,
and it's very confusing.
It is confusing.
I don't know what we're in for today when I showed up here at 4:15.
In what way?
Our engineer Steve was shirtless.
He was shirtless and soaked from sweat.
He's been involved in some things, wiring things.
Yes.
Got hot enough, Jerry, who was like, let me take the shirt off.
Now he's in a beach chair and he looks like...
My work is done here today. The ride here, Jerry, different than driving to New York City.
Uh-huh.
A lot of open space.
You
know
what
I mean? A lot of woods.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching and listening to way too many UFO things.
Will you stop with this stuff?
This is a perfect spot for a UFO to land.
And yet, in the year 2022, how many have landed?
I haven't seen any.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
But they know when no one's around, Jerry.
Maybe the Jets are full
and
of aliens.
That's the thing.
Let's be honest. Maybe that's why they haven't won. It's an alien football team.
Listen, we got a lot of Jets guests today. And it starts early, Jerry. Let me run.
I'm going to go home after a warm-up show.
No.
I'm going to come back for 9:30.
Let me give you a quick rundown.
Go ahead.
C.J. Mosley is going to stop
early.
This says 6:15. Which means he's got to be on his way here right now.
And it means he's going to do this before he gets his lift in.
Yes. His lift, like workout, you mean?
Yes.
All right. Then Jordan Whitehead.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, for the audience.
6:45.
Jerry, for the audience, I know. C.J. Mosley, tell us his position.
So defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle, and then Jordan Whitehead.
Safety.
You looking at me?
I mean, I'm telling you.
I don't know, Jerry. Here's a guy I do know, Robert Saleh. He's the head coach.
Yes.
He's going to come by in the 7 o'clock hour. I was actually surprised to see this one on the list, Jerry. Zach Wilson.
Why were you surprised?
I don't know. You know, a lot of times.
He talks to the media?
Yeah, but it's different one-on-one. Live radio. You're looking live, Jerry.
Fair enough.
That's going to be at 7:40. And then Joe Douglas will stop by in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
So a lot going on.
That's actually a very good lineup.
That's a packed lineup, Jerry.
Packed lineup. So like I said, I'll be back at 9:30.
All right, we'll see you at 9:30 then after this, Jerry. Now. The Yankees did win last night late. That game didn't start till 10 o'clock.
Yes.
It was in Seattle.
Your favorite town.
Seattle, which I used to like until they let people take over their downtown and turned it into Riot City, Jerry. Mm-hmm. I'm now no longer interested in Seattle and Portland. But they did play a game there last night, and the Yankees did win.
Yes, they did.
So that means
5-game losing streak.
Right. So that means for my bet that you and I have for the season, wherein the Yankees, it involves the Yankees and the Braves. One of them must have a 5-game losing streak. One of them must have a 6-game losing streak.
We got a chance with the Braves right now.
So I got my Yankee 5-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm. Now the Braves have lost 3 in a row. They're playing Boston starting tonight. Could you get to 6?
Right, but here's the thing. With that Yankee win, I need them to get to 6.
Correct. Well,
so
I mean, the Yankees,
5-game losing streak.
I would tell you this. Even if you only got to 5.
Yeah.
Then you just need another 6-game losing streak.
Right, that doesn't seem possible, Jerry.
Well, it's not likely, but it's anything's possible.
So what happened last night in this Yankee game? Everyone was asleep.
They had a team meeting.
Is that right?
Aaron Boone had a team meeting because they had lost, 5 in a row?
5 in a row.
So he held a team meeting with the team, with the club before the game, and then Josh Donaldson came out like his pants were on fire. And put up a few runs in the first inning and the third inning. All was good. Aaron Judge late with the. So I heard Aaron Judge homered. Like one report I heard, that was like the lead. That home run meant nothing at the end. But he still hits his 40-whatever home 44th. Run.
44th.
Right, 44. But it was Donaldson and it was, Andrew Benintendi. They kind of led the offense. And Jameson, your guy, Tyone, was pretty,
Tyone, the French
was good enough. Yeah, absolutely. So they win a game they kind of needed to win.
Hey, good for them.
Yes.
I think the Judge home runs lead the storyline just because there's so many at this point.
Well, yeah, he leads the major leagues.
By the way, I saw Roger Maris's kid the other day did an interview, I think with TMZ, TMZ Sports. And they were asking Roger Maris's kid about Aaron Judge potentially breaking his dad's record.
Yeah.
And he was like sort of not interested in him breaking the record.
Why?
But... wasn't that kid all over with McGuire. When steroided up Mark McGuire,
he was.
McGuire was chasing
yes.
that record?
The whole family was in St. Louis.
Yes, every night.
Yeah, I know.
And they were hugging Mark McGuire.
Maybe they don't like Aaron Judge. I don't know.
Well, they still see their father's record as the American League home run record.
That's fine.
And but they don't want that broken, I guess.
At this point, listen.
It's getting broken.
It's long enough. It has to. You would think he's got how many games left?
Let's do the
50
math.
50 games left. He needs, 17 more?
Let's see, Jerry. 61 is the record
right.
for Roger Maris. Minus 44 is how
17.
Many. 17 home right. runs he needs.
Yeah, and how many games?
He's got that.
There's 71 and 39. I can't do that math. I have no idea. It's 110. They got 52 games left.
Jerry, he's going to get that in like 2 weeks.
He's not going to get that in 2 weeks, but he should do it by the end of the season.
He probably has at least one 3-home-run game in him.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, he's probably got multiple.
How many 2-home-run games? 8? What do you think? So he should do it by next month. By next Wednesday, he'll have the record.
He's probably got multiple 2-home-run games in him, Jerry.
Okay.
And then almost every night, at least one.
How many games this year has he hit 3?
I'm going to say 0.
Yeah, I don't think he has either. How many 2-home-run games does he have?
I bet he's got a dozen.
He does not have a dozen, you jackass. No, he doesn't. He might have a few, but he doesn't have a dozen.
That would only put him at 24.
Yeah.
A dozen.
They've played 110 games.
Oh. So you're out for that. You don't think he's got a dozen 2-home-run
no,
games?
No, I don't think he's got a dozen 2-home-run right. games. But I do think he will surpass 61.
Me
yes,
too.
I do. And then Billy Crystal's going to do a new movie.
60. How many will he end up with, though, Jerry? Give me your prediction right
64.
Now.
I know you're going to pick 69.
How did you know I was
gonna
going there?
I'm going to say 64.
I'm going to say, Jerry, 69.
Right, exactly.
Actually, I think he's going to do 66.
Okay. Well, the way, well, that was already done. Steve Summers did a movie.
66. Oh, 66.
Yeah.
I still think 66.
That was a hilarious bit.
Was it or
66.
Not? 66.
Right, Eddie, it was 66. Was that the name of the movie?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
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 It was actually very well done.
Is that right?
Because he did it in and around the Billy Crystal movie, and it was all about the Yankees who were struggling. It's very funny,
what
actually.
What was the 66 in relation to? 66.
That they weren't a good team.
Oh,
and
okay.
The team was kind of imploding, and it's funny. It was very well done by Summers back in the day.
But, Jerry, things have changed.
Things
We've
have changed,
the Yankees
yes.
at the top, the Mets at the top.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, You transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, I did see that Matt Carpenter, who everyone seems to love, him and his mustache.
Yeah, this sucks for them.
Yeah.
And him.
Fractured left foot.
Yes. Fouled the ball off his foot.
It actually sounds worse when you say broken left foot, which is how I read the headline. And then in the story it says fracture seems like kind of cracked.
And broken.
Broken seems like the foot just snapped right in half.
Yeah. His foot did not snap in half.
Okay.
But he will be out indefinitely. That's not good.
Is that right?
Yes. And I heard him. He said, it's not the end of me. He's going to try and get back this year. When?
This year?
It's August 9th. Like, you don't, if this was April 9th, I'd say, okay, maybe you get back by August, September. It's August 9th. How is he getting back?
See, and right now, Jerry, you're breaking the news to people, because if they slept late, this is what happens with these West Coast games, right? The games end late. All of a sudden, you wake up and one of your...
Has a broken foot.
Right. One of your favorite players has a snapped foot.
Yeah.
Snapped right in half.
When I used to work late nights, I used to love these games.
The late night
games? Yeah, because it depends on what schedule you're on. I mean, if you're getting up in the crack of dawn, like, we're hours before the crack of dawn.
Right.
If you're getting up in the middle of the night, you're clearly not seeing them. And if you get up at 6, 7 o'clock, you're probably going to bed by 11, 12. When I used to work till 12, 1 o'clock, it was phenomenal. Because I knew people were sleeping and I was watching live sports.
When I got up, Jerry, they didn't even have the highlight package ready.
Just ended.
That's how late it was.
And when Eddie woke up, they were still in the eighth inning.
They were right. Eighth inning. He got to see the Aaron
ninth
Judge
inning.
Home run.
No, ninth inning. There you go.
He got to see the Aaron Judge home run live.
He did.
You are looking live. Now, good news for the Mets. They won again.
They did. Very routine and just blah.
Right. Routine and blah. Exactly, Jerry. Fourth straight, Starling Marte had a home run.
Crushed it in the first inning.
Crushed it.
Were you up watching it at that point, or you checked out? It was the first inning. You said last night you were going to watch. That you didn't even watch the first inning?
I will be honest with you. I listened to this Joe Rogan podcast where they had some UFO guy on.
Oh, God, help us.
And he has a documentary that's on the Discovery Plus. I could not resist. I was like, Reds, we're beating the Reds, no problem. And I watched it. I got to know if we're alone in the universe.
Oh, who cares? We're going to be dead before they take over the world anyway.
That's what I think.
Even if they're out there, who knows?
Because there are spaceships in paintings from the 1700s. So they've been
there
coming here.
There are paintings of aliens from the Stone Ages, are there not?
Correct.
Right. You know what that means? Imagination.
No, it means they've been here.
It means imagination.
And they're not going to kill
us. It's imagination. It means your brain does weird things. Like Aaron Rodgers is touching dead people. No, he's not, actually.
Well, that was drug-induced, we know.
Right. And his brain is playing tricks on him.
Right.
Same thing. Creativity. All right. Creativity. That's what it is.
By the way, Chris Bassett had a nice outing.
Like, do you not think at this point?
Yeah.
If they were really out there with all the people that talk about them and people that want, like Eddie wants to see aliens.
Me
Why?
Too.
I don't know. They might swallow them whole
right.
and spit them out. But if they were really out there at this point, how long has the Earth been spinning?
A long time.
Eddie, how long has the Earth been spinning?
Since BC.
About 4.2 billion years.
4.2 wow. billion years.
Yeah.
Why now? At this moment in time, are they all of a sudden going to come down and join us?
Well, they haven't.
And they haven't in the past 4.2 right. billion years. Just curious.
Well, we've only been here about 150,000 to 300,000
okay.
years.
Okay, last 150,000 years. And yet,
well,
what?
I think they have been here. They've been visiting.
I'm with you, Jerry. They have not been here. They may be out there, but they've never been here.
I'm not a denier. I'm not saying it's not true or possible. I just don't believe it to be.
I'd love to point you guys to a podcast guest I just heard.
Think about how many Al Dukes have lived their lives already and have since passed. Wondering and hoping for the aliens.
Right.
And they've been dead and gone for 50, 60, 100 years.
Good point.
I mean, good Lord. Anyhow. So what about Chris Bassett?
He threw eight innings, Jerry. Shutout ball. Shut him down.
Eight strikeouts.
Yeah.
The Reds are really brutal.
Oh, yeah. They still have Joey Votto, who I like.
Okay. Jonathan India, who was the rookie of the year last year, is terrible this year.
Jonathan India?
Yes.
Never heard of him. Quite frankly, I think you're making some of this up.
Had you watched just one inning. Matter of fact, had you watched the first at bat, you would have known.
So it just said 7-0, 7-10.
Yes.
Had I just...
If you checked in at 7-10 and you saw Bassett against India... You would have known. Well, look at this. The Reds got a guy named India. We got cool hair, long flowing hair. And instead, you're hanging on Joey Votto.
I did, right. I still love Joey Votto.
By the way, Eric Davis retired. Just so you know.
Long gone.
Long gone, yes.
Oh, remember when, what's his name?
Ray Knight punched him in the face. That was at Riverfront Stadium, right?
Oh, yes. That was,
in Cincinnati on the turf.
Cincinnati.
That's right.
It was like a hard slide, right? He got up and went. Punched him right in the face.
That would be like in the middle of a show, you just stand up and punch G right in the face.
Oh.
I'd say Boomer, except he might throw you over the ledge.
He would murder me.
Yes, that is true.
All right, Jerry, let's take a break.
You don't want to start a new story?
No, because I got...
That's it on the Mets?
Yeah, I mean, it was an, oh, by the way, we beat the Reds.
You're right.
You know, we came...
How about this? They're 13-2 in their last 15 games.
Right, I mean, after that weekend... 4 out of 5 from the Braves. This could have been a letdown
spot. But that's also why it was more impressive.
That's true.
Would have been very easy to come out flat last night and do absolutely nothing, and instead you get the home run from Marte in the first inning.
Yep.
And away we go. All right, we will take a break since Al doesn't want to start a new story. We will do that coming up.
A whole new topic, Jerry.
And there's a lot, actually, for today, I would say, because, oh, the Nets.
Oh, that's right.
Good Lord. That's God help us. And Mekhi Becton's injured.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot to get to. Exactly. And then Boomer and Gio live from Jet Camp here on The Fan.